Jerusalem's landscape has been changing in recent years, with more Orthodox Jewish families moving into neighborhoods in both traditionally Jewish West Jerusalem and in settlements in Arab East Jerusalem. For the past 5 years, the city has been run by an ultra-Orthodox mayor who has sought to expand the influence of conservative, observant Jews who favor giving fewer concessions to Palestinians. Jerusalem is home to about 750,000 people, roughly a third of them Arabs. Thousands of Arabs are allowed to vote in these elections, but few say they want to do so. Jerusalem's Grand Mufti, Sheikh Mohammed Hussein, issued a call ordering Palestinian Muslims to stay away from the polls. He tells VOA that to vote is to validate Israel's occupation of East Jerusalem.
He says his fatwa is based on the belief that no Muslim should accept or assist a non-Muslim occupier.
The cleric says Palestinian Muslims can never recognize the sovereignty of a non-Muslim occupier. But a few Arabs defied the order and went to the polls. This man in East Jerusalem, who asked not to be identified, says this is his first time voting. He says violence has failed to resolve the everyday issues facing Arab families.
We need to be in my street to be clean, to be safe. We don't have anything from those things from a long time. Because that's, I will fight for these things. Because I need to be safe, I need to be happy in my home. This is my home. I'm not a visitor. I'm living here. And I want change.
The candidate who has been most visibly courting Arab voters is Arkady Gaidamak, a wealthy Russian-born and controversial billionaire who faces trial in a French court over the smuggling of weapons to Angola in the 1990s during its civil war. He says he would push for better city services and granting more building permits for Jerusalem's Arab residents. At the same time, he tells VOA he supports the agenda of ultra-Orthodox Jews.
They are a keeper of our Jewish tradition, and today, unfortunately, big part of the Jewish people, they are very far from our tradition, and that's why we should do everything to provide unconditional support to the ultra-Orthodox Jewish community.
Representing many ultra-Orthodox Jews is Meir Porush and his religion-based Agudat Israel party. Another top candidate is wealthy businessman Nir Barkat, also a rightist, but one who favors secular policies and wants to attract more young people and investment to the city. The main candidates oppose efforts to stop the expansion of Jewish settlements in Arab East Jerusalem, which Arabs want as the capital of a future Palestinian state. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Jerusalem.